This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Your host, Felice Gerwitz, is an author, a publisher, and your radio show host. She will encourage, educate, and inspire you with answers to your most pressing questions, from homeschool, marriage, parenting, and much more. Felice loves to equip moms to live a Christian life because every moment counts. Be sure to visit her website at mediaangels.com. And here's your host, Felice Gerwitz.
Relationships are so important, aren't they? In this episode, we are going to talk about capturing the hearts of your child. And this is episode 255. You can find the show notes at vintagehomeschoolmoms.com. I want to thank our sponsors, which make this show available for free to all of you. And we really appreciate all of our network sponsors. And our network sponsor is Affirm Films and Sony Pictures Animations. And in particular, the movie that we are going to be hearing a little bit more about in just a few minutes is the movie The Star. And it is now available for you to watch at home on Blu-ray, DVD, or digital. And there's some bonus features and everything. And so we're excited that there are Christian films out there for kids that are being produced by, mainstream media companies. And there's also children's sermon study from Devon Franklin that discusses the themes of the film. So that's going to be available as well. So we'll hear more about that in just a few minutes. For more information, you can go to thestarmovie.com. And thanks again to our sponsor. Well, when you capture your child's heart, a lifelong relationship is forged. And there are going to be times when your relationship with your child may not be as good as you hope. Do you realize that most of the time a little child does something for you out of love? What happens to that love as a child grows older? And why do children often grow up and become distant or sullen? In this episode, we are going to explore relationships between parents and children and five surefire ways that you can do something at this point in your relationship with your child to capture their heart. I want to thank our sponsor, Sony Productions, and the movie The Star, which is now available on DVD. We're going to hear more about that in just a few minutes. Well, as a young teacher, the big emphasis was on experiential learning and self-esteem. It was the 70s after all, and that era was all about love. And I soon realized that I didn't have my students' heart. I didn't have them listening to me either. Education was tied into obedience, and while I might be equipped to capture my child's heart through engaging education and fun activities and crafts and field trips and so forth, how was I going to capture my child's heart in a way that was more important than that and most important? To me, the importance of capturing my child's heart was not only to teach my child, but to encourage a Christian walk, something obviously I couldn't do in the public school classroom. But God made us in such an incredible and amazing ways. We process in our minds, our brains, but we feel in our hearts, right? Love is something that we can't often understand, and I'm so blessed to have the most amazing children. Not perfect, but perfect for me. My kids challenge me. They make me the best I can be as their mom, and they push the boundaries to the limit. As I look back at my years as a mom, I can see that for some of my kids, it was harder work to keep their hearts than for others. And sometimes it lies in personality of the child, but most of the time, we're at fault. We may push or prod, and all that does is push the child away. Years ago, I was at a friend's house who had been a science teacher at a high-end private school for years and had retired from that job. And when she learned I was a homeschool mom who loved science, she invited me to see her science equipment and asked me if there was anything I want. I was beyond excited. Can you imagine all of this high-end science equipment just for me? And so as I was looking through all her stuff, her son came home from high school. And he went to a private high school. So this sweet lady that I had been talking to turned into a drill sergeant the minute her son walked in. She didn't even say hi to him. One question after another, and her son ended up looking hurt and angry. They had a disagreement, and he went to his room pretty upset. And I looked at my friend, and she admitted that she was a bit harder on her youngest, and I reminded her, did you know you didn't even say hi to him? She immediately had launched into, did he get his homework back? Did he get a grade? What was his grade on his test that he had taken? Or, you know, all of this stuff. She didn't even say, how was your day? That taught me a really valuable lesson. And it taught her a lesson, too, because she really had not realized it. Do we launch into a laundry list of things the minute we see our kids? Did you finish your schoolwork? Did you make your bed? Did you take out the trash? Did you do your chores? Do we discipline every single aspect of their homeschool life? Are we a drill sergeant? So how do we balance that? Of course, we have to ask if they've done their chores or things like that. I guess, you know, we could get up, you know, can you imagine, get up and walk around and just check. But how do we capture our kids' hearts? It takes effort. It takes time, and it takes dying to self and falling on our knees to apologize to the mighty one, the maker of heaven and earth, who gave us these beautiful children. Are we in a good relationship with the Lord? Is that where we get our strength? Or are we flying solo, aimlessly, and then we're upset at the littlest thing that happens? Friends, I'm a busy person, and if I'm not busy, I'll create 102 things to make me even busier. Just because. I'm often short with my children, and when that happens, I immediately apologize because I have learned. I have learned that the best way to capture your child's heart is to be real with them, to let them know when you've messed up, and to encourage them to be the best that they can be. We're going to take a quick commercial break. I want to share with you about our sponsor.
From the studio that brought you Miracles from Heaven and Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs comes a timeless tale about faith, friendship, and the importance of believing in yourself. Affirm Films and Sony Pictures Animations The Star arrives for the first time on Blu-ray, DVD, and digital with special bonus content features like Starioki, where you sing along with Bo and friends. Visit the website for more resources for you and your family at thestarmovie.com. Also, be sure to engage with our special Faith All Year Round Children's Sermon study from Devon Franklin, discussing the themes of the film and how to keep the spirit of this inspiring story alive in us every day. Get your copy now. Go to thestarmovie.com today.
All right, well, let's look at capturing your child's heart. With little kids, there's lots of love. I mean, it takes just spending time with them, listening to them read, letting them cuddle. And when does the love change? And what can we do about it? You know, I noticed that, you know, recently with my own little grandkids, you know, the little ones always run and about knock you out. You know, they want to give you hugs and tell you how happy they are to see you. And some of the older ones, you know, will walk by and kind of say, hi, grandma, and just walk on by. And so what do you do about that? Well, one thing with the little kids that come in, I remind them that grandma loves hugs. And while I don't want to be knocked over, be gentle with me, I say, I want hugs when they walk in. And we can do that with our children as well. I have some points that I want to share, 5 points actually. The first is to respect your child. When you talk to them, do you have good eye contact? Are you positive and uplifting? Do you attack the crime and not the child? And my last point here is don't be cheap on the hugs. Eye contact is very important. If you're busy talking to your kids and you're looking somewhere else, and especially electronics moms, I will tell you, my kids complain when I'm on my phone and I'm in the car with them.
And it's amazing because my son was driving the other day and I had a deadline. I needed to get a book out. Carol Topp has written a book called Business Tips and Taxes for Writers. And we needed to get this book out. She had gotten me the edits way before the new year, and one thing and another happened, and we couldn't get the layout, and then we had to wait on editing. I mean, there were a lot of delays. And here we are well into the new year, and we need to get this book out. So I had gotten a copy of it. It wasn't that I was playing a game or I was checking social media. And I even said to my son, this is what I'm doing. And he still took offense. Why? Because I would take offense if my kids were on their devices. So even if you have a good excuse, you know, your kids are going to call you on it. And so if you are on your phones, your kids feel like that is more important than they are. So that's one thing. Make sure that you're looking at them when you talk to them. Be positive. You know, we can be really quick at showing them all the things that they're doing wrong, but really try hard to be positive and uplifting. I really like the way you took out the trash, but can you put the trash can back? Or can you put a liner in the trash can? That's my biggest complaint. There's never a liner in there, and I'll even dump in about 5 liners so that all they have to do is pull one out. You know, so thanks for taking out the trash, and if you could put the liner back, that would be great. Number 2, engage your children. Take the time. Talk to your child, but also listen, and that is my biggest issue at hand, that I want to pull words out. I want to, you know, fill in the blanks. And sometimes when that happens to you, just isn't that irritating? You know, that happens with my husband sometimes. He's trying to tell me what I'm going to tell him, and I'll just wait and let him talk. And then I'll say, you know, I need to share with you what I wanted to say. No devices, you know, which I already shared with you, and to be encouraging as you're engaging in conversation. The time factor, if you haven't read the book, Secret Code Time, Creating an Unbreakable Bond Between Parent and Child, it's a book I published some years back, and it is excellent. And it really worked well with one of my sons in particular, who's very quiet. So if you haven't had a chance to read that book, check it out. It is available on MediaAngels.com. Identify a need. What is the problem if there is a lack of communication or, you know, there's a heart issue involved? And usually when children misbehave, it typically is because of a heart issue. It can be something that they're suffering guilt over. It can be something that they're angry about. So there's unforgiveness there. Really pray to the Lord, seek God, and, you know, pray with your child. What are the solutions? Ask your child. And translate those solutions into practice. You know, your kids will let you know if there's a problem and how to remedy it. And you need to pray, be open. And it's hard. You know, nobody wants to be reprimanded. I sure as heck didn't want to be reprimanded by my son when I was trying to get this deadline, you know, completed. And, you know, it's hard sometimes, but how often are we going to get to be with our children? And if it means turning off a phone for a few minutes, then we should do that. And that shows them respect. The fourth is empowering. Yes, it's an overused word, but let's use it for good. Empower your kids to know that they can come to you with anything. Allow your child to make mistakes and gently correct, you know, like the whole garbage thing. I mean, that is a pet peeve around here. Or putting dishes in the sink and not putting them straight into the dishwasher because sometimes we eat at different times. You know, especially on a weekend when everyone has all their projects that they're doing and Mike might be studying and Nick's out back working in his, you know, back shed or fixing something, or my husband may be puttering around. Everybody eats at different times. So instead of putting a plate in the sink, I'll remind them to put it in the dishwasher. Encourage your child that you trust them. Let them know that and encourage your child to make the right decisions. And the way that we can do that is by not sabotaging them.
Sometimes parents, we set our kids up for failure, you know, and you're going to do that by saying things, especially in front of other people, about your child. Don't do that. Don't complain about your kids on social media. Recently, and I'm going to talk about this on another podcast, one of my friends is really sweet and says these nice things about her husband or her kids online. And I just commented on that one time and I said, you know, you're such a great example. And she goes, well, I just can't handle when people are, you know, will air their dirty laundry and complain about their kids on social media. And I was devastated. I can't believe that people will actually do that. So if you've done that in the past, don't do it again and apologize to your kids. I mean, I didn't even know that happens. I guess, you know, I'm not reading Facebook or I'm not noticing it. But if I noticed that one of my friends or acquaintances on Facebook was bad-mouthing their spouse or a child, I probably would unfriend them. I just can't imagine that anyone would do that publicly and not go to them privately. If we're having difficulty with our children, we need to pray. And the last thing is the moral truth. Allow God in their lives by presenting situations such as attending church, Bible studies, and if it's not available, then create it. My kids didn't have a really good Bible study to go to. There was one at church, but not anything that I really wanted them to attend. So I ended up hosting one here. And we prayed. We talked about different situations. The parents were welcome to stay if they wanted to, or they could drop off their teenagers. And it was wonderful. And we all learned a lot from it. Pray with your child. Do you pray with your child every day? You know, have family prayer time. We've always done that, even with my adult kids. If they're here, that's what we're doing in the evening. If we have a guest and they're spending the night, guess what? They're invited to come pray with us. Encourage your child to grow in the Lord. How do you do that? By giving them things like journals, by asking them to listen to different CDs maybe with you, or to, you know, let them listen to a podcast and maybe comment. All these things are important. And applaud any increase in faith and knowledge, small or large. Do we tell our kids when they're doing a good job? I remember this one talk I heard about catching your kids doing something good. We always catch them, don't we, doing what's wrong. How about catching them doing something good? Being there for your child is half the battle. Home should be a safe place, a place where our children grow, are nourished, and can become stable citizens. So let's pray that our children can make the Lord proud, and we are just happy bystanders. Wouldn't that be great? Well, thanks so much for listening to Vintage Homeschool Moms. Again, you can find the show notes on vintagehomeschoolmoms.com. Look for podcast 255, Capturing the Hearts of Your Child. Thanks so much. God bless and take care.
Thanks for tuning in to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Visit Felice at MediaAngels.com and TheVintageHomeschoolMoms.com. Vintage Homeschool Moms is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.